USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. It's still about 3 hours until former President Trump faces arraignment in federal court in Miami over the classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Republican supporters continue to try to cast doubt on the case against Trump. Here's House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
Is justice being carried out fairly is the question. When you see some of those pictures and go, wait a minute, these are clippings and they're trying to present it as classified documents. People are looking at that wondering.
California Democrat Adam Schiff says it's obvious why the former president will face 37 felony counts.
Anyone who reads that indictment sees how necessary it was to bring these charges. Anyone else who engaged in the kind of conduct that Donald Trump did, the premeditated withholding of these documents, the deception.
Supporters and opponents are gathered outside the courthouse in Miami amid very tight security. One process note, Trump will not be subject to a mugshot. Experts say he's well known and there are already plenty of pictures of him to upload for the record. Crews have recovered the remains of the driver killed in Sunday's crash and massive fire of a tanker truck that destroyed an overpass on Interstate 95 through Philadelphia. This is the second day of what will be many days or months for drivers to get around the closed section of highway. 0.1%. It's the smallest monthly increase in the consumer price index in more than 2 years. The Labor Department's track of inflation grew at an annual rate of 4%. The news could play into the Federal Reserve's decision whether to raise interest rates again. Three people are in serious condition in Denver after gunfire erupted hours after the Nuggets won the NBA championship. A total of 10 were shot in that incident. The suspect is in custody. The Vegas Golden Knights, in just their sixth year, go for the Stanley Cup tonight. The Knights lead the Florida Panthers 3-1. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
As the air in the Northeast clears after last week's smoky conditions from Canadian wildfires, we should brace ourselves for more of the same.
As the planet warms, wildfires like this are going to become more likely.
Texas A&M professor Gunnar Schatta says wildfires will be more intense as well.
They will burn hotter and longer if it's drier. That's the connection, the most straightforward connection right there.
Schatta also believes global warming will change wind patterns and routinely push smoke south. Two senators are joining forces to try to limit the federal government's use of drones made in some countries.
Senator Mark Warner and Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn introduced a bill prohibiting the Federal Aviation Administration from buying or operating drones made in countries with authoritarian regimes. WRIC reports this includes countries like China, Russia, Cuba, North Korea, Iran, and Venezuela. Warner introduced a similar bill that would prohibit all federal government agencies from purchasing drones from nations like China and other adversaries back in February. So far, that bill has not received a vote. I'm Matt McClure.
No more sundown sirens in Nevada. The governor signed a bill outlawing the sirens that used to sound every evening to give Native Americans half an hour to get out of town. Even though the ordinance mandating the sirens was repealed nearly 50 years ago, at least one town kept doing it, calling it a way to honor first responders. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,